Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the country's leading name in leak detection, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes from a homeowner who's had a moisture meter pointed at their wall, and all it tells them is that there's damp, not where the water's actually coming from. Dave, can acoustic detection go further than that?
It absolutely can, yes. A moisture meter tells you there's water present, that's genuinely useful, but it doesn't tell you where the water is entering. Acoustic leak detection locates the source of that water by listening for the pressure release and turbulence a leak creates inside a pipe.
So the two tools are doing completely different jobs?
Exactly right. The moisture meter measures what's already arrived, the damp patch on your plaster, the wet screed. Acoustic equipment listens upstream, so to speak, for the actual breach in the pipe. You need both pieces of information to properly understand the problem.
Walk me through what happens physically when ADI's engineers use acoustic equipment on a job like this.
So we use sensitive ground microphones and listening rods, different tools depending on whether the pipe runs under a concrete floor, through a cavity wall, or beneath a garden path. The equipment picks up the sound signature of water escaping under pressure. That signature has a very specific character, a hiss or a rush that varies with the pipe material and the depth. Our engineers move systematically along the pipe run, and the signal gets strongest directly above the leak.
And that works even through a solid concrete floor.
It does, though solid floors do dampen the signal, which is why we often combine acoustic detection with tracer gas when the floor's thick or the pipe's deeply buried. Tracer gas leak detection works by pressurizing the suspect pipe with a safe, inert gas mixture, and a surface sensor then picks up where the gas escapes through the floor covering. The two methods together give you a very precise fix, sometimes to within a few centimeters.
That's the bit homeowners really want, isn't it? Not just somewhere under this floor, but actually knowing the spot before anyone lifts tiles.
That's the whole point of specialist detection. If you open up the wrong area, you've caused damage and you still haven't found the leak. Accurate location means the repair team lifts only what needs lifting. ADI leak detection pinpoints the source before any invasive work begins. That protects the property and keeps the repair cost proportionate.
What about situations where there's damp in, say, a ground floor wall, but no visible pipe route? Does acoustic detection still work there?
It depends on the construction, honestly. If the supply pipe runs nearby, acoustic equipment will usually pick up the sound. Where the pipe layout's genuinely unknown, ADI's engineers will trace the pipe route first using pipe locating equipment, then run the acoustic survey along the confirmed route. You're building a picture step by step rather than guessing.
So the moisture meter reading the homeowner already has. Is that still worth something when ADI arrives?
Really valuable, actually. It tells us the area to concentrate on. If a moisture meter shows a wet patch on the north-facing wall, we start the acoustic survey on the pipe runs serving that zone. The moisture reading narrows the search area. Acoustic equipment finds the exact point within it.
And is there a scenario where acoustic detection genuinely can't find it, where something else is needed?
Yes, there are cases where the leak is very slow, a weeping joint rather than a pressurized crack, and the acoustic signal is too faint for surface equipment to resolve clearly. In those situations, thermal imaging leak detection helps. Thermal cameras identify temperature differences in the floor or wall surface caused by cooler water spreading from the leak point. ADI uses thermal imaging alongside acoustic work precisely because no single method covers every scenario.
That makes sense. And for the homeowner listening, who's sitting with a damp wall and no clear answer yet, what's the honest takeaway from today?
The honest takeaway is that a moisture meter showing damp is the start of the investigation, not the end of it. Acoustic leak detection finds the water source that the moisture reading can't reach, and where acoustic equipment needs support, tracer gas or thermal imaging fills the gap. Don't start lifting floors based on a moisture reading alone. Get a proper detection survey first.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks, Dave. And if you've got a damp patch with no clear explanation, ADI Leak Detection, one of the UK's most trusted and established names in residential water leak detection, is the place to start. We'll be back with another question next time.